It's a cinema serenade from Heinz Hall with special guest Itzhak Perlman, who turned 70 on August 31st, 2015. Here is Manfred Honeck to introduce our soloist.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment we have been all waiting for, our special guest this evening is truly a living legend, a superstar, an icon, a name known throughout the world, a wonderful friend of the Pittsburgh Symphony, and without a doubt, one of the greatest virtuosi whose warm sound and generous musicality have charmed listeners for nearly 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a real star of the silver screen, the one and only Itzhak Perlman.
Happy birthday to you.
Manfred Honeck singing Happy Birthday to Itzhak Perlman, who turned 70 on August 31st, 2015, just a few days before arriving in Pittsburgh to play this concert. We heard Manfred Honeck serenade Itzhak Perlman with Happy Birthday. Now Itzhak Perlman will serenade Heinz Hall with Herman Hupfeld's As Time Goes By, marking his six decades on the concert stage. Thank you. Itzhak Perlman played music from 1931, Herman Hupfeld's As Time Goes By. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The music was heard in the movie Casablanca in 1942, and it's turned up in 100 other films. Max Steiner wrote the score for Casablanca, but it was Hupfeld's music, written for the Broadway musical Everybody's Welcome, which was incorporated into the play Everybody Comes to Rick's, and then the movie resulted from the play and was woven into the film score. You're listening to Cinema Serenade with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Next, we'll hear John Williams' music for Sabrina.
Thank you.
Itzhak Perlman played John Williams' score for Sabrina, the Sidney Pollack remake of the 1954 movie directed by Billy Wilder. The original starred Humphrey Bogart and Audrey Hepburn. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony. Next, the Pittsburgh Symphony will accompany Itzhak Perlman in the Ennio Morricone theme from Cinema Paradiso. Ennio Morricone. The composer has written music for over 400 European and Italian movies and TV shows, scoring his first film in 1961. The movie Cinema Paradiso, whose theme you just heard, was directed by Giuseppe Tornatore. It's the loving portrayal of a successful Italian movie producer who returns home to Sicily, remembering his earlier life and loves, and his special friend, a projectionist at the local movie theater, who instilled his love of cinema. In 1964, Ennio Morricone wrote the music for Sergio Leone's Fistful of Dollars, starring Clint Eastwood. Cinema Paradiso won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film in 1989. Ennio Morricone has written some 70 concert works, along with his hundreds of film scores. We're in the former Lowe's Penn Movie Theater in the Cultural District in downtown Pittsburgh at 6th and Penn for this concert with Itzhak Perlman, who next plays John Barry's music for Out of Africa. Thank you. The theme from Out of Africa by Englishman John Barry with Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted. John Barry wrote the music for 11 James Bond films. He also wrote the score for Born Free and Midnight Cowboy. John Barry has won 5 Oscars, a Grammy, and a Golden Globe. The Sidney Pollack 1985 screen adaptation of Out of Africa was inspired by the memoir written by Karen Blixen. Robert Redford stars as a wild game hunter who dies in a plane crash. We're headed up, up, far and away with music by John Williams. Itzhak Perlman with his violin. Thank you. The score for Far and Away, music by John Williams with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Itzhak Perlman. Manfred Honeck conducted. Director Ron Howard's Far and Away appeared on screen in 1992. It's the story of an impoverished Irish farmer named Joseph Donnelly, played by Tom Cruise in the movie. It was set in the early 1890s when Donnelly was evicted from his land because he can't pay the rent. He emigrates to Boston to start a new life, failing as a boxer and heading west to Oklahoma. Itzhak Perlman next plays Eric Wolfgang Korngold and the Robin and Marian love theme for The Adventures of Robin Hood. The music written in 1938 in Warner Brothers' first Technicolor feature, which starred Errol Flynn as Robin. Itzhak Perlman with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. You heard the love theme for The Adventures of Robin Hood. Eric Wolfgang Korngold's music, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Itzhak Perlman, Manfred Honeck conducted. Eric Wolfgang Korngold, the legendary child prodigy whose operas, ballets, and concert works have impressed everyone, including Gustav Mahler. Korngold came to Hollywood in 1938 following the Nazi Anschluss, becoming a U.S. citizen in 1943. Korngold won an Academy Award for The Adventures of Robin Hood. There is one more John Williams score on the way for this cinema serenade at Heinz Hall. It's the theme from Schindler's List. The theme from Schindler's List by John Williams with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Itzhak Perlman playing the violin, Manfred Honeck conducted. John Williams wrote the music at the request of Steven Spielberg, who filmed Schindler's List in 1993. It was set amidst the great tragedy of the Holocaust and starred Liam Neeson, Ben Kingsley, and Ralph Fiennes. Itzhak Perlman played the Schindler's List theme on the soundtrack. And there will be at least one more from Itzhak Perlman, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and Manfred Honeck. Carlos Gardel's Por Una Cabeza. In English, by a head or by a nose. It's a horse racing term. The music was written in 1935. Carlos Gardel helped bring the tango to the world from Argentina. He was a popular cafe and carnival singer in his teens. Gardel recorded nearly 900 songs. Many were written by himself. He appeared in over 20 films in the 1930s, including The Big Broadcast of 1936 and Tango Bar. Itzhak Perlman played the violin with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony. Carlos Gardel died in a plane crash on his way to sing in Medellin, Colombia, in the year this music was written, 1935. The song is about a compulsive gambler and his irresistible attraction to women. It appeared in the movie Scent of a Woman, True Lies, Titanic, Frida, and All the King's Men. The best-selling Cinema Serenade compact disc was made with John Williams conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony and released in July of 1997. It was one of the most popular symphonic recordings made by an American orchestra. You will find over 50 reviews on Amazon. It's almost universally praised. The CD is described as an absolute must. You have been listening to the first live performance of music heard on the compact disc. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Here is a selection from the original recording sessions at Heinz Hall with John Williams, featuring music by John Williams' friend and colleague, the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Andre Previn. The score for the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. From the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Andre Previn, his score for The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. John Williams conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony at Hines Hall. The violin soloist was Itzhak Perlman. Itzhak Perlman and Andre Previn sat down for a little conversation in WQED's Studio A, which was included in part in the Previn and the Pittsburgh Cool and Classic program, a special scene on PBS. The recording was in 1977. Itzhak Perlman was in his 30s. Andre Previn asked him what he had left to conquer.
And this is going to start out like the most nauseating flattery, but I'm trying to make a point.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, right. Now, it is no longer an opinion, but it's a fact that you're the greatest fiddle player in the world. All right, now, you have done all that at a terribly young age. Now, this is not a facetious question. You've got like 40 years to play. What are you going to do now? I mean...
Well, you see, I think that the music that I play has lasted for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why I can't last another 40 years with the same music. You know what I mean? In
yes, other words, but that's a philosophic answer. I'm talking about...
Well, I'm being very realistic about it because I know that a lot of people around, there's always a tendency, you know, you've done everything and you've reached a certain plateau as far as success is concerned. And it's now time to go and do something else. The popular things right now is conducting, obviously, and so on, because
do
that gives
favor.
You a margin. You got one. You got the only person who's not thinking about it. No, I've...
But you made a record of, what was it, Vivaldi's
season? That's just directing. It's giving a downbeat and having some sort of say about it.
You too can be Billy Voskovsky.
That's right. No, but it's not on my mind. And I just feel that it would be, the music is so great, so what is wrong with just growing with it?
Well, Itzhak Perlman did take up some conducting eventually, and he's recorded a great deal of the repertoire, including music by Carl Goldmark, his violin concerto, which he recorded with the Pittsburgh Symphony. The conversation with Andre Previn and Itzhak Perlman took place in the studio just before the orchestra sat down to play the Goldmark concerto for the television cameras.
Listen, we should actually play something other than having done the jazz. And since
that.
This is not a real concert, you know, but there is the Pittsburgh Symphony in the studio. So
they just happened to be
they
here.
Just
you know,
they
just
we were driving by.
Yes,
I said, come on in.
People were driving
That's it.
By. And
right.
It wasn't even planned.
No, we had Chinese food. There they are.
Came in.
So, will you stop?
They all found out.
Behave yourself.
They all found
all
themselves
right.
in this
And
studio.
They all know
right
the last
here.
Movement of the Goldmark from memory.
Of course.
So we do that, right?
Goldmark, right.
Yes.
I mean, you mean they all thought of Goldmark?
They all, at the same time.
God.
Go.
Incredible. Okay. Thank you.
Violin Concerto No. 1 by Carl Goldmark, as recorded by the Pittsburgh Symphony, with Andre Previn conducting and Itzhak Perlman violin. That recording was made in 1977 at Heinz Hall for EMI. It was also seen on the Previn and the Pittsburgh program, produced by WQED in Studio A at WQED Channel 13 in Pittsburgh. The program was called Previn, Cool and Classic. Earlier, Itzhak Perlman was our guest for Cinema Serenade with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony. We heard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5, Offenbach's Gaieté Parisienne, and Itzhak Perlman played three pieces by John Williams. Theme from Sabrina, the theme from Far and Away, and Schindler's List. Itzhak Perlman also played John Barry's Out of Africa theme, Carlos Gardel's Por Una Cabeza from Scent of a Woman, Herman Hupfeld's As Time Goes By, all with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. There are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They're great for watching urban birds and concert life. They are free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Public Radio International.